This is a podcast from bbclearningenglish.com. For more information, visit our website. Frankenstein, Episode 8. Scientist Victor Frankenstein is accused of murder.
Hello. I'm scientist Victor Frankenstein, here in the Arctic, trying to find a monster I've created. I've been having all this trouble with one monster, and to think that I was about to create another one. The creature threatened me and my family if I didn't make it a bride. Well, it said it felt lonely. There I was, on a Scottish island, far away, working on it. Mixing chemicals, sewing flesh and bone together. Then I thought it was madness, and destroyed it. But the monster saw me doing it through a window. It was angry. Yes, very angry.
How could you break your promise? You have just destroyed my only hope of happiness. Do you think you'll get married and live happily with a wife while I am all alone and sad?
Go to hell, you horrible creature.
I'll have my revenge. I'll be with you on your wedding night!
The threat kept ringing in my ears. Was he going to kill me? Elizabeth would be very upset. A dead husband on her wedding night. These thoughts were going round and round in my head when I collected the body parts of what would be the creature's bride and put them in a basket. I dragged the heavy basket to my boat and I left the island. I threw the basket into the sea. All of a sudden, I felt better. I thought I had done the right thing. And I found myself thinking of my bright future with Elizabeth, my love, and my father, and my good friend Henry. He must be having fun at this very moment, I thought. I really wanted to join him. But the strong winds took me to a small village on the Irish coast, and something strange happened.
What a crowd. Come on, let me through. Go home, aren't you fishermen? Go fishing. Let the police do their duty.
What's going on?
You come with me, sir. You have to explain what happened to the man whose body we found.
A body? Whose body?
A body was found on the beach. The man had been killed. A fisherman says he saw a boat with a single man in it at a short distance from the beach. That boat looked like yours. We'll take you to see the body, sir.
And so they did. Who lost their life? It was Henry. My best friend was killed. I was very upset, and I can't remember much of what happened next. I'm told I had to be carried out of the morgue. I had a fever and started saying that I was the murderer of William, Justine and Henry. I was arrested. When they found a letter from home in my pocket, they got in touch with my father in Geneva. He came to help me until I was allowed to go back home.
Well, Mr. Alphonse Frankenstein, an important piece of information was brought to me. Your son was at the Orkney Islands at the hour the body of Mr. Henry Clerval was found. Another fisherman saw him there. Take good care of this young man. He's been saying he has murdered someone called William and Justine.
He's sick, but we'll go back to Geneva, where Elizabeth, his bride, is waiting for him. He'll get better.
My father was very happy, but I was not. Henry was certainly killed by the monster. And who knew where this nightmare would end? Sometimes I thought I should tell my father about the creature, but he might think I was mad. Who'd believe a creature can be brought back from the dead? Would you? Nobody knew my life was under threat. The creature could be watching me. I'll tell you about my arrival to Geneva and my meeting with Elizabeth next time. Would we really get married? Or would the monster kill again? I was afraid. Very afraid.